Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Andy Replugel. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Serum covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a line drive into left field. Norwood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norwood. Ogilvie moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Replugel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norwood moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell bunts in front of the plate. Martinez fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to first for the double play. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Replugel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a fly ball towards right. Powell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Powell. Ogilvy moves to third. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Yount reaches second base with a double. Ogilvy scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando is walked intentionally. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May pinch hits for Don Money. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cooper bunts towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger is hit by the pitch. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lascano hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards second. Molitor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Molitor bunts towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Heil moves to third. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Norwood strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez bunts towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfon covering, for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Replugel, and towards Molitor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.